Next patient is Samuel Popper. Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, Popper, P as in Paul, P-O-P-P-E-R, Samuel Popper. Date of consultation was 10-11-24, and date of birth, 5-16-39. Please make copy for Leslie Williams, M.D. Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Williams. Next paragraph. Dear Leslie, thank you for sending Samuel Popper for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 85-year-old male who has recently been treated for COVID-19 infection in September of 24, has been experiencing shortness of breath, cough, and has been on home oxygen at 2 liters. The patient also was treated for rhabdomyolysis pneumonia. And sepsis, but presently recovered from the pneumonia period. His most recent chest CT that was done most recent chest X-ray was done on 9/17/24, which showed hazy densities in the right upper lobe and both lower lobes. These could be secondary to pneumonia. CT chest was suggested, period. The patient apparently is coughing up clear mucus and denies any fever, chills, denies hemoptysis, denies recent weight loss. He has trouble ambulating due to dyspnea. Next paragraph, history has included history of coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass grafting times 2. He also has had rotator cuff repair of the left shoulder and has a history for hypertension and prostatic hypertrophy. Also has a history for memory loss. Memory loss and a history for Parkinson's disease with mild dementia. Period. Next line, the patient had CABG times 2 and has been treated for hyperlipidemia as well as diabetes mellitus. He has chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Next paragraph. Allergies to donepezil and niacin. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. He worked as a nurse for 30 years. Next line. Family history. Father died of cancer of the liver. Mother died of unknown causes. Next line. Med list included aspirin 1 daily, Lipitor 40 milligrams daily, Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, Nexium 40 milligrams daily, Carbidopa/Levodopa 25-250 milligrams TID, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams daily, Lysix 20 milligrams daily, Farxiga 10 milligrams daily, and memantine 10 milligrams BID, escitalopram 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, system review of the patient had weight gain and his fatigue. He denies double vision or cataracts. He has dizzy attacks and tremors. He has had loss of appetite. He has no abdominal pains, but has some reflux and constipation. He has wheezing, persistent cough, and shortness of breath. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has depression. Denies easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no headaches, but has memory loss and numbness of the extremities. No skin rash, no itching. Oh, can you please add in the first line, he has had weight loss, not weight gain. Weight loss. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male is alert and no acute distress. There's no cyanosis or rictus. There's mild leg edema. His blood pressure is 130/70. Pulse 96, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 200 pounds, saturation 95. HEND are non-cephalic, pupils are reactive. Sclera over injected, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with increased AP diameter with scattered visas in the upper chest, with few crackles in the right lower lung field. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, with no murmur in S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, obese, with no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema. Decreased peripheral pulses, no cap tenderness. Homan sign is negative. Neurologically, reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial has grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, noted. The patient has fine tremors of his extremities. Next paragraph, impression number one is COPD with chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Number two is history of COVID-19 infection with pneumonia. Number three, hypertension. Number four, diabetes mellitus. Number five, Parkinson's disease. And number six is... memory loss, and number seven is chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. I was also advised to get a CT chest without contrast. And I was advised to come in for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Can you also mention he will continue with O2 at 2 liters nasal cannula? And... He was advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution as needed, and a follow-up visit to be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Leslie Williams, MD, Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.